G'day guys, how you going? Just thought I'd have a chat about this declassified AFP document that's come out, that's been getting shared online. Pretty full on really when you think about it, the way that they're targeting Australians. And even back then, you can see that photo, that's when we were all in Canberra. This is the proof, right, that the AFP and the government think that they don't work for the people. Like black and white, right here. Listen to this. Alternatively, these groups emphasise their view that public servants work for them and public buildings belong to the people. During anti-lockdown protests in Melbourne, soft-sit groups were chanting, "You serve us," at the police officers, and many protesters in Canberra suggested they had a right to occupy Parliament House. So just let me read that out to you again. This is coming from an official letter, official document from the AFP, saying, alternatively, these groups emphasise their view that public servants work for them, or that public buildings belong to the people. Now, this is the biggest fucking problem we've got, is that these fucking idiots think that we work for them. Can you believe that shit? This is the biggest fucking problem. And this is, it's a power trip, right? They've forgotten who they work for. Literally forgotten who they work for. Well, or are we confused? Did we always think that they're supposed to be working for us, but instead, they're actually there representing the king and the monarch and keeping all the fucking convicts in place, making sure no one steps out of line? Because that's what it fucking feels like.
I'm on a mission to win, we're pissing the government off, so let's hit them again, they be running for courts. Adrenaline kicking, they're coming in, I better get ready then, so let's settle this. Like gentlemen, which one of you comfortables is punchable? Start backpedaling, cause I am backing down, and these fists are sedatives, they're gonna lay you out, waking up in the medicine bed, concussed you for...
That's number one. Now, number two... What does a belligerent occupation, in our case, here in Australia, what does it look like? What does it look like, right? Now, I say, I'm not giving you the whole, intimate picture, but I'm just giving you a feel for it, right? It is, right, all of our parliaments, right, all of our courts, all of our law enforcement, right, which is the police and the prosecutions and so on. It's all of these local councils. It's things like the taxation office, right? It's also these banks and bankers, the Federal Reserve, right? Okay, it's not ours. You have United Nations contracts that undermine our sovereignty, and you have the World Health Organization contracts and covenants, right, that undermine our sovereignty. So that just gives you a bit of an idea, right, of what the occupancy looks like, what shape it is.
They're afraid of you noticing what's going on and speaking your mind and standing up, and you're sitting there thinking that you don't matter. Well, if you don't matter, then why are they spending trillions of dollars on trying to keep you quiet? Our voices matter. Our actions matter. How we live matters. And if we don't realize that we're falling into this trap...
We need to come together and do one thing. Stop participating. And when we do that, the game is over. When we literally say, Monday morning, we're not going to go to work. Imagine if 30 million people didn't go to work Monday. Imagine if 30 million people didn't buy gas on Monday. Imagine if 30 million people went to the bank on Monday and said, I want to withdraw all my money. They can't even give it to all 30 million because only 15% of the cash is available on hand at any given time. The rest is fake zeros and ones. That would collapse the banking system in one day. You see the power in that? You have the power. We all have the power. But what's keeping us back from doing this? Fear. Oh my God, if I don't go to work, I'm going to get fired. And if they don't participate in it, and I'm the only one that doesn't show up for work, I'm going to lose out, and you're not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm not going to be able to make my car payment and so forth and so on. You see the trap they have us in? They have us in this system where we're afraid to work together. We're afraid to be like, man, we're brothers. We should be, link up. Let's do this together. So that's where we got to get to, guys. We got to get to the point where we're literally all on the same accord. And that's going to happen. We've got to get to that point.
if we want to get our country back under our care and control here, our custody, and to remove the belligerent occupation, then all of it must go. All of it. Not this or that, but all of it. And what does that all of it mean? Well, it's parliaments, it's local councils, it's courts, it's law enforcement, it's taxation office, because all of it, according to the entire body of evidence that has been published by some of the best researching people, I think, in our family, broader family, that I've just aforementioned, they say it's belligerent, right? They say it's illegal. They say it's all fake. They say there's no common seal. They say all sorts of things, right? And they prove it.
G'day, Aussies. Look, we know courage is as rare as rock and horse shit. But find some within yourself to get on and sign up for the National Strike. www.nationalstrikeaustralia.org. Let's end this belligerent occupation and take our country back and give our children a future that we want, not what they want.